Hello, everyone. I'm on vacation and I'm expecting a text or a call from someone that I'm going to be hanging out with soon. So I don't know when I'm going to have to end this or pause it or edit out the interruption. Who knows? But I just wanted to check in with you guys because I did not bring my laptop, which I said in the last episode. And so it makes it pretty challenging for me to watch the show and write notes. I really could do it on my phone, but I'm on vacation. I'm busy. So what I did is I wrote down a list of the couples so that I can talk about who I think should get married and who I think should not get married. And I know before I said who I think will get married, but will versus should are two completely different things. So I wanted to record an episode about it. How's everyone doing? Man, I cannot wait to see how right or how wrong I am. I feel like I've never been right. I think since the beginning of this podcast, I think none of my predictions have been right. So I think I'm probably going to keep that track record going. We will see. First on my list, I have Benaya and Nicole. Benaya is a sweet guy, and I hate to kind of flip-flop on Benaya, but he seems a little bit too possessive and controlling. He's very loving. He really seems to deeply love Nicole. Nicole, she's too good for him. I hate to say it. Now, the way that he loves her is beautiful. She's obviously not too good for him when it comes to how much he loves her. But I really wonder about Benaya's lifestyle. I really do. Like, how much money does Benaya make? How much money has Benaya saved? The man is homeless. I wonder about where does he want to live? Because he's homeless and he jumps from project to project, house to house. Where does he live? What is his bread like? How long does he want to keep being homeless and hopping around? And I just don't feel like Benaya has friends. He's never mentioned friends once. Did we see any friends when they did the tuxedo shopping? Maybe he had two friends there. Maybe I'm forgetting. But I wonder about this man. I wonder if he has any money, any plans to be serious, be a homeowner or an apartment owner, flat owner, whatever in London, like settle down, be in one location instead of being a nomad. Does he have friends? What does he like to do socially? He looks like he just wants to be frolicking out in nature and taking hikes. And I don't know if that's what Nicole is about. They haven't discussed their actual interests. They're just like, oh, we have this connection. And, you know, obviously when people talk about the connection, we as viewers, we're seeing like 5 minutes at a time of people in the pods, if you really think about it. And it is, I think I was told your dates could take like 5 to 8 hours long. I mean, we as viewers, we're not understanding why people are vibing so much. It's like because they're literally spending 1/3 of the day in a room flapping their gums. Like, you're going to feel very bonded to that person. But I just don't know if Benaya and Nicole have anything in common. And it's like, I don't feel like Benaya has much of a support system. I don't. We see his mom, we see his sister, but I just, for myself, like, I want someone who has family and friends. I don't think it should be either or, and I just want someone who's not trying to run around and yet, like, be gone and then come home and then be gone, and I don't know. Benaya seems like a mess to me. I just think that there needs to be better criteria for the show, and there doesn't seem to be any criteria. It's like you apply, they cast you, and then that's it. So I think that Benaiah and Nicole should not get married. I think that Benaiah is gonna like be all up in Nicole's business. I think like 10 years from now he's gonna be asking her about Sam. I think he's gonna not want her to talk to any male friends. I don't think he would want her to spend time with any guy friends. I think he's gonna just be jealous because he knows she's beautiful and he is okay. Benaiah is okay. He doesn't do it for me. Like the wrinkles, the crow's feet, the wrinkles is popping. The hair is fine, but like he's just too thin in the face and body. He does have some muscle, but he doesn't do it for me, and he doesn't have to. Nicole's the one who should want him, but I just think that men are gonna like turn heads more when they see Nicole, and I don't think he's gonna be comfortable with that. I think he's gonna be insecure. So I just feel like Nicole, you don't need to be divorced twice, boo. Like, just, I think she should. Here's what I think. I think that Nicole and Manaya should date to find out if they are aligned a little bit better than it seems to be from a viewer's perspective. Because from a viewer's perspective, they seem like two really good friends, and that's it. That's like friendship is not enough. And love is also not enough. I need to feel like Benai and Nicole have some common ground, and I don't feel that way. And one of the problems with dating somebody who doesn't have any friends is they're not going to be happy when you're going out with your friends because they don't have any friends. So they're going to be feeling alone and feeling like they're in competition, and they're going to be possibly getting mad at you and wanting you to stay at home or spend time with them. And people need to really be aligned with just similar lifestyles so that they don't have to have issues that they wouldn't have with someone who had a similar lifestyle. So Benaiah and Nicole, I do not think should get married. And let's be real, Benaiah is all in on Nicole. I think it would be Nicole who says no at the altar. I do not think it would be Benaiah. Let's see if I'm right, because guess what? I think Nicole is gonna marry this man. And I don't know. I don't really like him for her, but I guess we will see the after the altar if they do get married, and we will get our updates. Next, we got Sabrina and Steve. So, although they are being very flippant about where they'll live, if they are truly in love, they will make it work. And I think that, London is a vibrant city, Belfast is not. So, I don't think this should be a where should we live? Where should we not live? Because Steve would be really miserable in Belfast. So, Sabrina just needs to hurry up and pack her shit and go to London. Honestly, like, get over it, bitch. Like, you're on this show, you know that your partner may live somewhere else. Go ahead and just let your fiance know that you will be moving to London. That's the compromise you have to make sometimes if you want to be with somebody who's not in your hometown. Period. But I do feel like they seem like, out of all the couples, they seem like the two that should get married the most. They seem the most similar, the most into each other, the most just like the same amount of emotional intelligence. They look good together. They'll have some cute ass kids together. I love this couple. I think Sabrina is so cute, and I think Steve seems so great. He's masculine, he's manly. He has amazing ass lips, so red, so full. My favorite couple of the season, and I feel like a lot of other people probably feel that way too. Next, we got Bobby and Jasmine, as far as what I put on my list. And I do think that Bobby and Jasmine both want this relationship enough to do what it takes to make it work. So, I do think that Bobby and Jasmine should get married. Will they get married? Who knows? But I think that they should. I feel like they have a very good chance. And I feel that anyone who says differently is just being a hater. I think that it's important to remember that this cast is comprised of older contestants. And I feel like the people on the show have had enough relationships and bad relationships to really appreciate the good ones. And so I think Jasmine probably recognizes that Bobby is great. Bobby probably recognizes that Jasmine is sexy and will try to make him happy. I think they'll both try to make each other happy. I think that they are pretty cute together. I want them to work. I think that they will. I want them to shut Jasmine's mom up, shut it down, prove to everyone that you guys are solid. I think that they have a good fighting chance. Now, Bobby's ears are a totally different story, but I think they have a fighting chance. So again, let's see. And if they're at the altar, I think, and someone says no, I think it would be Jasmine and not Bobby. Unless Bobby was like, okay, I'm tired of her insecurities. But I see these two making it work. It's nerve-wracking to even say these things because it's like, as I said, my record is pretty damn shitty. Next, we got Demi and Ollie. So, I want to believe that Ollie really loves Demi, and I think that Demi loves Ollie. So, if Ollie is truly all in on Demi and wants the love and the stability and wants to be done with the dating scene, done with lusting after a baddie like Charlotte, my God. How the hell did Netflix not show us, give Charlotte more screen time? God damn, that bitch is a 10. Can you imagine that bitch's DMs? Like, damn it. I mean, it has to be, to be that good looking has to be a problem. The amount of women who hate you, the amount of men who are trying to fuck you, and women, let's be real, the amount of men who are jealous and treating you shitty because they're jealous, because they know everybody wants their girl, like, it has to come with a high cost of issues. It just does. Like, people don't want to talk about pretty privilege in a negative way. But to be that flawless can be easy. Like, imagine everybody's turning heads in every room you go in. Bitches are automatically being shitty towards you. Men are trying to fuck you. You don't feel safe because everybody's trying to be up on you. Men are just trying to fuck you, just trying to use you. When you are that gorgeous, the amount of men who are presenting themselves as someone who want to be with you, but they just want to smash, like, there's a lot to it. I would love to hear more from Charlotte, see more from Charlotte, and I hate that Netflix has robbed us, because the woman is really, really beautiful, and I hope that she was a model, or she will model. I should go try to find her on Instagram. I totally got off on a tangent. Anyways, if Ollie is telling the truth, then I do believe that Ollie is ready for marriage with Demi. Okay, so I got a call about my plans. So I think I was wrapping up saying that if Ollie is ready to be a mature adult, stop being for the streets, because I feel like the man is definitely for the streets, shut it down, find a sweet girl, be with her, don't be cheating, just be good to her, don't be an asshole. Ollie doesn't seem romantic at all, though. Didn't he say, like, in the pods, like, he doesn't really care about birthdays and shit? Like, he sounds like he's not romantic, like, he's possibly cheap, but hopefully he could be good to me. They could, you know, this could be a starter marriage. Like, let's be real. Like, we don't discuss it enough, but sometimes people have a starter marriage. Just, you know, see what happens. I wish them the best. I do believe that if Ollie is ready to be serious, that he will be. We don't just have to, like, judge people based upon their past. Sometimes some people just are tired of being single and dating. So I wish them the best. I think that they should get married if they both really want it. And I am uncertain of how Ollie genuinely feels. So hopefully we will all have more clarity by the end of the season. Next, we got Tom and Maria. I do not think that they should get married. So just because Tom is affectionate, which is nice. And Tom seems like he really, or seems like he loves Maria. I don't think that Tom is marriage material at this time. I think that Tom is not, let me see here. I think that Tom's priorities are not necessarily to get married and have a family. I feel like he kind of just wants to live the good life, and he's a bit, I think I just don't like them together anymore. And I did. And I'll get into that more when I give my episode recaps, but Maria is just kind of shitty when it comes to her views on money. And I think they're going to have a lot of conflict in that regard. And I do find it really weird that Tom was like, oh, Tasha said she loves me. She didn't say that. She said she loved you and still does, which that's just honesty. It doesn't mean she's trying to be with you. Yeah, I don't like Tom and Maria anymore, because I feel like Maria is trying to act like they're dating. Because when you're in a serious relationship, doesn't even have to be a marriage, you're supposed to contribute. I don't care if you have a vagina or a penis. You're supposed to contribute. Maria doesn't think she's supposed to contribute financially. And I don't see that really working very well for Tom. I also could see Maria wanting to have her kids back to back, excuse me, 2 or 3 kids back to back, and being out of work for like 6, 7 odd years. And I don't think Tom wants that either, which he should. It's not like he doesn't have the money, but they seem like a couple where money is going to be a problem. And I don't really like the way that Maria is trying to approach this marriage. Of just like, my money is my money, but you got to spend your money on me. I'm not into it. And it's sad because I really like them as a couple. And I also don't really think that Tom is all in on Maria. Like, why the hell is he saying he's having problems with Maria to Tasha? Like, I don't think Tom is ready. And last but not least, we have Catherine and Freddie. Of course, I don't think that they should get married. And something that I have to, as much as I don't enjoy watching it, I have to give Netflix credit for always casting people who are abusive. Obviously not physically, but emotionally. They always consistently cast emotionally abusive people, allegedly. And it's entertaining for us. But it's entertaining, but I hate to watch it, and I have to trust and believe that Freddie will break free. And there is no way that Freddie's family will see how Catherine has treated him in these episodes and not tell the man he has to get a divorce if he did marry her. So Catherine does not want to be with Freddie. I think that Catherine thinks that Freddie is too attractive and too good for her. And therefore, she is acting as though Freddie is the problem when she herself is the problem. She does not want to be with him because she's not comfortable with him. She'd rather be with Sam. So I will get into that more later. Woo, we always got our people that we got to hate, or the people that we love to hate on these shows. And I just really, really don't like Catherine. I mean... She's like right up there with Irina, who said that Zach looks like a cartoon character. Like, I feel like she's right up there with Irina with me. Like, she needs to go. I hope she knows that she's presented herself as a See You Next Tuesday, and that this being on Love is Blind is not going to open whatever doors that she wants it to open for her, because she presented herself as a bitch, just like Irina and everybody else who presented themselves as an asshole. So that's what I think. That's my scorecard on who I think should get married. I think that Sabrina and Steve should get married. Bobby and Jasmine should get married. Demi and Ollie should get married if Ollie is serious. And that Nicole and Manaya should not get married, but I think that they might. All right. Talk to you soon.